Vancouver Giants made the most of their opportunities on Friday night, January 17, at the Langley Events Center, scoring twice in each period en route to a 6-3 win over the Tri-City Americans. Nothing better than starting your Saturday with Giants winning highlights. Open mouth smile pic.twitter.com/2ug451shiel. Vancouver Giants. At WA Giants. January 18, 2025. With the win, Vancouver has hopped Tri-City for sixth place in the Western Conference. Giants surrendered the first goal, but quickly came back with two of their own. They extended their lead from 2-1 to 4-1 in the second period, before putting the game out of reach with two more goals in the final stanza. Cameron Schmidt led the way offensively for Vancouver with two goals, his 30th and 31st tallies of the season. With four other teammates finding the back of the net, Maxim Muranov, Mazden Leslie, Brett Olsen and Ty Haliburda. Giants defenseman Ryan Lynn had three assists, giving him the Giants franchise record for points by a 16-year-old defenseman at 33.3G30A. Lynn surpasses David Musil, who had 32 points at 16 years old in 2009-10. Goaltender Burke Hood improved to 9.64 on the season with a 36-save performance. Tri-City got a pair of goals from Carter McAdams and a first-period goal from Max Curran. Giants head coach Manny Viveros liked the outcome, but not the part where the team eased up. "We get up 4-1, and then we took our foot off the gas pedal, and they came back," Viveros said. "I'm very happy with the result and for the most part how we played the game, but when we look back on it, and the players know too, we got loose in some areas." Giants forward Cameron Schmidt said being a year older has made a difference. "With more experience, I'm just able to find those open areas and my teammates have been doing a great job of finding me in the open ice and I'm able to put it in the net," Schmidt said. The game got heated late in regulation as Tri-City's Jake Goudet was given a 5-minute major for boarding in the neutral zone. Vancouver proceeded to take two separate penalties during the 5-minute major as the teams primarily played 4-on-4 during the 5-minute penalty. That also included McAdams scoring his second goal of the night. After Jackson Smith danced around a couple Giants in the neutral zone, he stopped along the right-wing boards and fed the puck to McAdams. He wound up for a slap shot and blasted the puck past Hood with 2:34 remaining. 3 Tri-City, Jake Goudet, Cruz Pavoa and Terrell Goldsmith, and 1 Giants player, Ty Haliburda, were sent off with 10-minute game misconduct penalties during a fractious third period. A puck toss fundraiser at the game for Los Angeles fire victims raised $4,930, matched by team owners Michael Bublé and Drew Scott, for a total of $14,790 going to Home Bank LA. Sunday, January 19, at 2 p.m. G-Men host Brandon at Langley Events Center.